Welcome, this is Dave Gardner from thedavidgardner.com and magneticsponsors.com. Not to be confused with magnetic sponsoring, which actually is the topic of choice today. I have gone through again the magnetic sponsoring course multiple times since 2009 when I first joined and really got involved in building my business online. And I wanted to share some of the key points that Mike Dillard brings out from those seven major videos from the bootcamp, and then I would highly suggest you either click the link below if there's one available, or you can go to thedavidgardner.com/magnetic sponsoring course. Again, thedavidgardner.com/magnetic sponsoring course to be able to get the free bootcamp for magnetic sponsoring, or I would highly recommend going to elitemarketing.us. Again, that's elitemarketing.us, not .com, .us, to find out about more on how you can get all the products that magnetic sponsoring has to offer and earn up to 100% commissions on them. Now, getting to the whole point here, I want to go step by step with each of the seven videos that Mike comes out here. Okay, so magnetic sponsoring part one, why cold prospecting methods are dead and what to do now. So, like I said, I decided it was time to go back and revisit what brought me further into the world of internet marketing, none other than Mike Dillard's magnetic sponsoring. I'm going through the same 7-day bootcamp that I watched back in 2009, and I wanted to refresh my memory and hit on the big points that Mike shared, which still hold so true to this day and will so from years now. As I had mentioned previously, possibly, if you were on my email list, I am also an elite affiliate, so you'll understand why my pictures might be in the book once you actually pick it. Again, if you go to elitemarketing.us, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. One of the big takeaways from day one is the idea of education, suggesting that you can always learn and be always learning and finding what is working now and providing positive feedback is par for the course for magnetic sponsoring. I find myself buying stuff all the time. I might not read them right all away, but I do get to them and they are mine forever, and I can thus read them or go through them at my convenience. All of this helps to establish yourself as an expert, and this is what helps attract others to you instead of you calling upon them. And that's what magnetic sponsoring is all about, not calling up a cold prospect and wasting your time, but actually getting them to be hunting you instead. So I always live by the action of take action, revise later, and I think you should as well. So that's basically a summary of the first video. Again, you're going to get the most out of actually going and watching these videos yourself at thedavidgardner.com/magnetic sponsoring course. In part two, how to get your prospects to buy anything you sell, basically Mike is enlightening and gets you into the correct mindset about why anyone would get anything from you regardless of the topic. It all relates to building relationships and leadership with quality and showing that you and your viewers that you are going to want to get to know them better. So in general, people don't really care about your MLM, but they do care about finding a solution to their problem. Just as Mike says, you don't buy a drill to buy a drill, of course, you buy it because you want to make a hole. You also don't join a company just because there's a company to join. It's the people you know, like, and trust who are in that company that you want to associate with. You want to get your prospects to sell themselves on your opportunity where they see it as the solution to their problem. As they say, people hate to be sold, but they love to buy. You want them to take the lead here and make it seem like it's their own decision to contact you or to grab your products due to a need in their business. So your goal, of course, is to position yourself as a leader willing to give your guidance. You are going to be seen as an expert, willing to help out, and not just someone who is greedy and selfish trying to make a sale. So again, position yourself as the leader. This is why your prospects are going to join you. And that's the big picture here in the second portion or second video of the Magnetic Sponsoring Bootcamp. On the third series, again, this is a daily series from Mike Dillard. I also do a lot of studies with Mike Filsaime and belong to his mastermind group, so sometimes I'll throw those names out interchangeably. But Mike Dillard, again, the Magnetic Sponsoring Bootcamp Part 3 talks about two types of people you want to recruit for your business and how you can find them. So one of the things you have to consider is, and he says, you know, there's always room for improvement. You know, I just made a mistake there. But as I said previously, I always live by the idea of take action, revise later. It's a TARL method. Okay, maybe I make a mistake, but you keep moving on. That's how you get better. You don't have to start over. You just keep moving on. We can always fix it down the road. So there's always room for improvement. And it's in the beginning, it's not making about, you know, doing a big list of, you know, getting your closest friends and family and getting your 100 like some companies might tell you to do. And basically, you're just going to be blurting out your 15 minutes of ops to them, and they're not going to be really targeted. That's what it's really about, is getting a targeted list. So if you're marketing software products for a blog, for example, you want to reach out to blog owners, not just some random people on Facebook who could care less about setting up or using their blogs, just like you wouldn't promote a football helmet to a ballerina for the most part. You're recruiting for a network marketing program, then promote to people who are already involved in networking. These are the people already interested in what you are showing them and are more often willing to take a purchase or make a purchase and be ready and willing to learn some more. So if you can pinpoint those who are already putting some money out there in these products versus those who are just freebie seekers, you've just about found the golden ticket. The way, of course, to do this is through advertising, which can pinpoint individuals who are already involved in this and interested in solving more of the problems. You need to do it the right way, though. Otherwise, you can burn through cash rapidly. And that's where there have been lots of changes that have occurred with things like Google Ads, with their algorithms always changing, and make it more difficult to gain quality traffic. Though, of course, places like Facebook have already started to take over the market share. And, of course, they're doing lots of changes as well. So keep in mind when you're doing your ads. So you want to have the desired characteristics of someone in mind and show them your ads for competitive prices. Again, there's a lot out there that you can do. You're going to learn more about this and other key factors with the copy of Magnetic Sponsoring. There's a lot involved in the book. I'm just giving you some of the tips here in the basic bootcamp. Again, check it out at thedavidgarner.com/magneticsponsoringcourse, or you can go to elitemarketing.us.